How are you?
Hi, Eric.
Hi.
Hi, how you doing?
I'm all right.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's Don't good. Say hi to them. They're the audience.
Oh, oh, what?
What?
Wait, what?
No. This is going great.
It's not like they paid for anything. Wait.
Hey.
My name is Andrew Jupin.
I'm Chris Cabin.
Eric Siska.
And Stephen Cabretti.
And we are We Hate Movies from New York City. How y'all doing this evening? Now, real quick, how many of y'all are familiar with the program we run on the intranet? Very cool, very cool, very cool. But like we always like to warn people, get this out of the way. First of all, no refunds.
Oh, wow. What a
secondly,
good
now, secondly,
take
though,
that up with the venue.
Secondly, this is most important. We are a podcast that takes a bad movie, or in this case, for tonight, an amazing movie. And just kind of plays with it for a little bit, has a little fun with it for a fashion. So there will be profanity, possibly like bodily fluid jokes, maybe.
Oh, for a second, I thought we were expected to make bodily fluid.
Yes, we play around with it, much like your cat would play around with a mouse. Very.
So just be prepared.
What?
Is what I'm saying.
Well, kill them.
Like, I got you. I got you.
Wait, are you saying what to bodily fluids or the mouse?
A little bit of both.
Okay.
They'll be here at the end.
Now, here's the deal. I am curious. How many of you guys watched this movie before you knew that this is what we were going to talk about tonight? Yeah. Appallingly low amount. How many of you guys watched this in advance for the show? That's okay.
Oh, that guy's got the actual thing.
What's that, sir? A standard definition DVD? Is that what it is, though? I love it.
That looks like a flip case to me. Is that a flip case,
man,
sir?
I miss the snap
Holy
cases. Look
Christ.
At that. Oh, my.
This is...
Oh,
double disc, 4-3 on one side. Oh, my God!
Yes.
Man. This man is living history right here. I fucking love
you know
it.
Just... You know what? Show's dedicated to that guy now.
That's right. Yeah, that's right, right there.
It's just like the Goodfellas DVD. Equal, you know, good movies.
Oh, you flip it, dude.
Just yep. flip it.
Yeah,
flip
that's,
that
That's
shit.
Right. I feel very far away a little bit.
Yeah?
So how do you like it?
Yeah, that's true.
So tonight's film is indeed Cobra.
Now I feel more
Oh, connected. I like that. Okay.
Should I move the table, too? Or no? Okay, you're okay.
From the grand year of 1986, directed by George P. Cosmatos, director of Rambo 2, or First Blood Part 2, Rambo First Blood Part 2?
Rambo : The First Blood Ning Part 2, now with Rambo.
Got it. Okay, perfect. You know,
this movie is kind of like a mashup, right? It's like Ram Cop.
Yes.
Yeah,
Capo.
Capo. Capo.
Yeah.
Ram Cop kind of rolls off your tongue a little easier, though.
I was going to say Ram Cop. That sounds way too much like a porno, sir.
No, no. He's a ram and he's a cop. It's a ram that's trying to clean up the city.
It's a BoJack Horseman character.
Yes, exactly.
Oh.
So does someone want to, let's see, let's pick from the three handsome bachelors I have up here. Eric Siska. This was a game show. Would you like to distill the plot of this great film?
All right, so it's a fascist film.
Yes.
And it's okay.
Go on.
Yeah.
It's okay to like it because, you know, it's like video games. Like, you want to kill people in video games all the time. It doesn't mean you have to do it in real life. So.
I've been trying to kill that Super Mario for years. Just kill him dead. Oh, you're talking about, like, Grand Theft Auto.
Yeah.
Right, yeah.
Oh.
Okay, so he's a cop, right?
Uh-huh.
And there's a... like a death cult that's ill-defined, that they just want to commit murders of the week, they call it.
Yeah.
And not like, yes, it's a murder of the week, like a TV movie of the week, but
right.
It's also of weak people.
Oh, W-E-A-K.
Oh, they're not doing it by week. They have 16 kills before the movie starts, man. Those
this
are great
impressive.
Numbers. Yeah. Those are great numbers.
Can I tell you what I like about this cult?
Go ahead.
It's super humble.
In what capacity?
Because, you know, all the regular cults, they'd have robes, they'd have, like, a mansion up in the hill where they all meet and kill each other and have sex together.
It's like an Eyes Wide Shut situation.
Yeah, this guy is just hanging out in, like, abandoned railroad stations.
Yeah.
And, like, it's just a bunch, it's a bunch of guys with, like, hard hats and three-piece suits. There's no uniformity at all.
I imagine, and this is my beef with this movie, is we don't get a lot of, like, insight into this cult, but what you do see is what I imagine, like, a men's rights rally looks like. Just a bunch of fucking assholes banging axes together and screaming and sweating.
Yeah, it's like a come as you are, you know, to how's you're dressed, yeah. You know, and just like just yell at each other.
We are the Night Stalkers. No dress code.
Well, oh, you're gonna need some axes. And that double-sided shit, not that one shit. Double-sided!
Wait a second. Are you saying, so this cult, the Night Stalkers, are they BYOA, bring your eye
I think axes? You have to be.
It's the Night Slashers, by
oh,
the way.
Oh, Slashers?
I apologize to anyone who's, who worships the Night Slasher, I apologize.
Yeah, that's a problem.
It's intense.
Are they Slasherites?
They might be Slasherites.
Slashites?
That sounds like a really bad website.
Yeah, it does.
Welcome back to Slasherites.
That's a website that's blocked at work. So we open on some Sylvester Stallone statistics, which I think are quite fascinating.
Oh, my God.
And Eric,
I would
Eric
say
has
they're dubious. I would say they're very dubious.
I don't know. This sounds a little accurate.
Wait, Steve, are you saying he's full of shit?
Yeah, I said that.
Okay.
In America, there's a burglary every 11 seconds, an armed robbery every 65 seconds, a violent crime every 25 seconds, a murder every 24 minutes, and 150,000 podcasts come out a day.
Up next on Fox News.
I thought he was reading off his own stats about what he's been doing.
That's what I thought it was.
I wanted him to keep going. I was like...
Jaywalk every minute.
I'm not just talking about the Tonight Show either. It's a lot of jaywalking. Yes.
Every hour and 45 minutes, somebody rips off their own mattress tag, which is very illegal. I mean, people are thinking about it a lot more than they do it, but eventually they get to it. You know, I think about those people that rip the tags off of mattresses, and I think, why do people want to abolish the death penalty?
That's his opinion, by the way. That's about as accurate as... He wants to kill everybody.
Cobretti or Sylvester Stallone IRL?
Sylvester Stallone.
Oh, that's right. His name is, we'll find out later in the film, Marion Cobretti. What village in Italy is Cobretti from, is my question. Like, what? Were they making cobras into shoes? Is that what's going on?
Yeah, I think he's born in, like, the Snake District.
Oh, know? I see.
Yeah, I don't know. Snakeskinny.
Is he Cobra, the Cobra, or Cobretti mainly?
It's all three. It's like God. The Holy Trinity.
Yeah, Yahweh, the Cobra, yeah. The Yahweh.
Yeah.
Okay.
But I guess my question is, what is he going by, like, in the off hours? Like, when he goes to, like, I don't know, let's say Easter dinner.
Okay. It's Marion. When he goes to Marion? Mama's house, it's Marion, you know.
I think he's making his entire family call him Cobra.
How about like, Reddy?
But son, Reddy. We all name a Cobretti. We all at the Cobra, but we all not at the Cobra at the same time.
Why are you embarrassed of your family name? You're making Mama so sad.
I'm not hungry, Mom. I'm not hungry.
So, what the fuck,
why
man?
Why you live in a weird room with only a computer? Why is it you don't have a bed?
Because I don't sleep, because crime don't neither, Ma.
Why? Why do you cut the pizza like that? Why?
Oh, fuck. We'll get to that.
It's an insult to your grandfather who making the pizza. He making the Cobra pizza. That's why they call it the Cobrettis. You put a little Cobra on the pizza, you throw it up in the air, you cut it without the scissor. You cut it with a piece of cutter.
And you don't put it in the freezer.
There's so much that's wrong and disgusting about that. But we start with a good old-fashioned grocery store hostage situation. And, you know, the old argument that seems like endless and pointless simultaneously about whether or not Die Hard is a Christmas movie, I'm disgusted by the fact that Cobra does not come up in this conversation.
Yeah,
because this
really
brutal action slash pretty much a horror movie takes place at Christmas.
But he doesn't even get a ho 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 out. Like, you're going on just like random trees in this freaking market.
It's a grocery store that's dressed for Christmas. What the fuck am I supposed to say?
Someone gets shot and they fall into a Christmas tree. There's nothing more Christmas than that.
Yeah, all right.
It could be like a sad January situation.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, everyone's a little lazier than they needed to be kind of a situation.
We just refuse to take those decorations down.
I remember we had our tree up till St. Patrick's Day one year.
Holy shit! It was a fake tree. We took the ornaments off, but we never got around to putting the tree in the box.
Were you putting like other holiday decorations up? Like a bunch of like pink and red hearts for Valentine's Day.
Well, Valentine's Day came and went in the St. Ed household. And that tree was there.
So it came down St. Patrick's Day because of a drunken fit? Or
yeah. Somebody whose body slammed into it.
Yeah, was it taken down or was it torn down?
No.
You grew up like a feral animal.
Yes. That's why the comic book turned.
So there's a hostage situation. An acolyte of this night slasher walks in and just starts shooting food.
What just
first? They hate food.
They hate food, dude.
First of two Seinfeld actors that we have in this movie.
Right. Who did this guy?
This was the head of the Cuban cigar rollers.
Yeah. Oh yeah, blink and you'll miss that.
The firing, the shotgunning of the food was an odd turn for Guy's Grocery Games, wasn't it? There's an odd challenge from Guy.
What is that?
Guy, it's Guy Fieri. Fieri.
Nice trail. Yeah, not, you hear that trail?
It's,
nice.
It's basically like a Chopped situation, but you're inside Guy's grocery store.
Oh, I am already cutting my own throat.
You'll find the exits have been sealed.
You gotta make food out of garbage.
Don't worry, you are smelling gas.
All right, you need to get the can of tomatoes, the cat litter, and the buckshot out of the tomatoes and whip up a delicious dish.
So it's your classic, like, we don't know what to do in the situation. We've got 90 cops surrounding the premises, but we can do nothing until someone says, better call the Cobra.
Yes.
The Cobra.
Not
the
only Cobra. Does someone say that, but personified glazed ham Art LaFleur says that.
Yes.
Holy shit. But the hostage situation's not going well because they're like, you know, they got the bullhorn out, the place is surrounded. They're like, there's no way out. It's all going to end. They're like, I don't think you're supposed to do that in a hostage situation. You're not supposed to let them know that the only way out of here is a fucking body bag. It's more like, let's talk about this.
We're the LAPD. We got rid of all our negotiators.
You will be dead before sundown. Do not worry.
You might as well throw more death on the pyre, my friend. More bodies for Satan. You might be able to barter with him that way.
LAPD, punk. Dead by dawn. Dead by dawn.
That is what they should say. That's just the badge. Is not serve and protect. Dead by dawn, LAPD.
Sounds like the RIPD right there.
Yeah, it kind of is.
So, yeah, we bring in Cobretti, man, and here he comes in all his glory. Walks in, sunglasses. Oh. Holy fuck, these aviators.
Well, we gotta talk about the car first. The car,
oh, right,
is the size of this stage.
It's oldest car imaginable. You might as well come in and Model T or something.
Looks like he's going to help Dick Tracy.
I think fucking Gomez Adams drove this car.
His license plate is awesome 50.
What does that mean?
I think Stallone brought that from home, first of all.
That was...
You're not asking for that at, like, a DMV. You can't.
Yeah, I would like to say awesome 50.
For your child?
I think what happened is he's like, I wanted to say awesome. Oh, yeah, that's taken. Awesome 1. Oh, that's taken. Awesome 2.
How about you take out the vowels? How about you do that?
The sun goes down.
Awesome 49.
All right, awesome 50. Oh, they have it?
Oh, thank God. I was about to go to cool 1.
By the way, Kevin, what are you talking about? He wouldn't go into a DMV and ask for that. Have you ever seen a personalized license plate? They're all fucking terrible.
I think it's homemade in this little desk. Whoa. Fucking thing.
I have never seen a personalized license plate and gone, oh shit, that's cool. Fuck, that is, you know what that is? An awesome personalized license plate.
Someone in the audience with awesome 65 is just like, I'm so glad I didn't take a car to the show. I'm so glad I Ubered it.
So Cobra sneaks into this grocery store, gun drawn, ready to roll. And just kind of starts firing wildly at this man immediately.
Well, we have to go through what is a world of Pepsi advertisements.
The product placement in this movie is mwah.
Coors.
Oh my God.
Coors, Rice-A-Roni, they've got like second and third bill, but Pepsi is everywhere.
But I love Pepsi being like, oh, what's this movie about? A cop indiscriminately killing people? Yeah, well, here's $1 million.
Well, he is the voice of a new generation.
I mean, it must have been a cool million, man. Pepsi is everywhere. Yes.
But Coors, I love that he's drinking on the job. Which I guess it's sort of like, I might die right now. I might as well have one more kiss of banquet beer before I go.
The last thing I want to touch my lips is Coors banquet beer.
Well,
go ahead.
I mean, this guy who is holding the King Market, he is shooting wildly. Mm. And Stallone says,
there's a shot. I hate a lousy shot. I wish all these people were fucking dead. Why couldn't you be better at killing all these people with a shotgun?
Well, it would be easier for him, right?
Yes.
You know, if it's just one dude in a supermarket and you don't have to worry about hostages, you just light it up.
Yeah, that's true. Cover it in kerosene.
He's not about saving people. He's about avenging their death.
Hey, I can't avenge nothing unless someone's getting murdered. Ain't no murder. I'm out of a job.
Have you ever heard of a cobra saving someone? No, it's always stinging them on the leg.
Well done.
And he's got these aviator sunglasses, which it must be invisible. Like, you can't see shit.
All the lights are out. They don't even have it on the freaking, like, in the meat department.
This is like his Jedi training, you know? Like, when Luke put the helmet on.
With the blast shield down, I can't see a thing.
What's what I love about, like,
reach out with your feelings, Cobretti.
The fucking, like, the method here of the LAPD is like, all right, we're going to send this cop in. All right, kill the lights. Make it completely dark. Did he keep his sunglasses on? Perfect. Okay.
Well, I think that's what everyone's beef with Cobra is. It's not about the murder, because it's the LAPD. They love that shit. It's about the sunglasses. It's like, it's a bad look for the police department.
Because he's just wearing sunglasses?
Because he can't fucking see.
Oh, yeah. I just thought you meant in general, like he's wearing them to meetings.
Yes, exactly.
Like, Marion, the sunglasses.
Well, and his chest is constantly exposed.
Oh, yeah.
I mean,
man.
They just must be getting jealous and hot.
It's gorgeous.
So he kills this dude pretty quickly, right? Like, it's he does. It's a great thing where he's like, he's talking to him, you know, they're having a little chit chat, and he's like, it's a famous, you're the disease and I'm the cure. And the guy's like, wait, what are we talking about? I know. I want TV cameras. I want a helicopter. I don't care. You're a fucking germ. And it's like, what?
There's a great line. The guy's like, I'm going to fucking kill everybody in here. And he goes, it's all right. I don't shop here. If you were at Wally's down the street, maybe we would talk. I'd be a little upset because they got the good prosciutto down there.
Just stay away from all the price choppers.
But he goes...
Oh, that's regional,
like,
sorry.
As he's doing this, he pulls out a knife and he throws it into his chest. And as he throws it into his chest, he goes, drop it, which I feel like is for, like, the investigators later on. It's like, I did tell him to drop it.
Look, I told him to drop it. He stole my knife, and I told him to drop it.
It's a one fluid accident. Drop it, and he blows him away, like, really quickly. Like, there's no wait, there's no time for him to react.
It's great.
Yeah, you can.
And he also, he shoots him, too, and it's just fantastic.
And he sees, like, the one living woman, and he's like,
you're welcome, your life is ruined now. Because you just saw that shit. Whatever you do, don't seek out therapy.
Do you think, like, in the original screenplay, there was a cleanup in aisle X joke?
Oh, that would have been amazing.
But then, like, somebody was like, Sylvester, that's terrible. And then, like, they shut down production for 8 weeks to retool.
Well, Stallone famously would not talk to anybody on set, right? That was the thing. Like, this is the height of the Stallone-ness. It's 1986. The 80s were never going to end. Right? That's when, like, we thought, like, the 80s were going to continue forever.
Cobra wouldn't talk to actors, and he's just so methy.
Oh, yeah. I see.
There you go, yeah.
Well, Cobra's an asshole, so that means I'm an asshole.
Exactly!
I call those free pass roles. I can just be myself on set, and it's totally fine. I'm not going to apologize for killing your dog. Cobra killed your dog.
So he goes out. The media's there, and there's like this straw man like news reporter. He's like, Cobra, why'd you have to kill all those people? Come on, Cobra.
Yeah, there's like, you know, like cops aren't supposed to be the jury and the judge, and he's just like, oh yeah, we'll tell it to his family. Look at this dead kid.
Yeah, he used the dead kid as a prop, like his fucking carrot.
He shoves this dude's face into a dead kid's chest, and he's like, look at it. Look like a dog that peed on the floor. He's like, look at that. Look at that. Look. Now you tell that to his family.
Now they're kissing. Now they're kissing. Did you get that, news cameras?
I don't know why I always get in trouble at work. I do a great job. Look at him. Look at it. Say you like it. Say you like it.
And his one, the one dude on the force who's his only friend, mm-hmm. the other Seinfeld reference here, we have Poppy playing a newsy cap-wearing detective. And this dude is like, yeah, Cobra killed that guy. The fuck you care?
He's like Cobra's hype man. He's like, Cobra, come and you're going to kill everybody. Hide your daughters because you're going to get killed.
And he's dressed like a 1950s cab driver.
It's so awesome.
Do you think they talk to each other about, like,
all right, if I got this car, you got to wear a newsboy cap. Sorry, man, you got to go with the car.
Yes, I think that did
happen. Could you stitch awesome 50 in the back of your jacket?
See, that's... I'm the awesome, you're the 50.
See, I'm very hot, man. You've got to be Walter Matthau.
If only, man. Better movie if man. He was in there.
Oh, if Walter Matthau was playing Poppy's character?
Yes,
oh,
yes,
totally, dude.
Yeah, Cobra killed that guy. Fuck it.
I'd buy it better. I'd be like, holy shit, yeah, okay. I mean, this guy's old guy on the force.
Yeah, exactly. No, he's totally old school. He's like, this is how we did it all the time.
Oscar Madison was a sports writer whose wife left him. He's very messy. Marion Cobretti kills a lot of people. And his wife also left him.
Cobra's the voice of a new generation. And by new generation, I mean old generation. By old generation, I mean murderous, abusive police.
They would both be very messy.
They would. Yeah, that's true. So Cobra goes back to his apartment. There's watching like some sort of Christmas special. Like it's really fucked.
No, it's a Toys R Us commercial.
Oh,
full
wow.
commercial
full
for Toys R Us in the middle of a murder movie.
This is awesome. Like I don't know what, you know, like what end comes first when you're talking product placement. Like, was Warner Brothers pitching different businesses to come in, or were like, I like to think that businesses were just signing up for it. It was Toys R Us like, oh, that new Sylvester Stallone movie. Well, he played that famous boxer, right? This can't be that bad. And then, like, Franklin F. Toys R Us is, like, in the theater. And, like, you know, we've just seen this dude's heart explode out of his body.
So did he turn into a cobra?
We can make a toy out of that and sell it. Oh, what, it's a murder cult? Oh, no.
I was thinking something a little bit more like Splash, like this end of his tail.
Oh, it's him in a bathtub, and he's like writhing around?
Oh, ew. You made me a real person. I used to be half cobra.
No, I'm not going to get in that basket.
Oh, cool, I got genitals now.
No, I'm not getting out of the tub till you charm me.
Yeah, I used to sleep in a big basket.
Now I want that. I want that movie.
Yeah, that would be good.
It's called Literal Cobra. It's a prequel. Fuck, yeah. Oh, that's good.
But yeah, we go to his dingy, weird apartment.
It's Pepsi apartments?
It's in the Pepsi Gardens. Because like, there's this huge neon sign.
So I think I can like sort of give an example of the size difference we're talking about here. Right? So like Cobra's apartment, it's like your kind of your cop apartment, right? It's a penthouse type thing. So the door, let's say the door is maybe like this, right?
Yeah. Wow, that's a small guy.
But the Pepsi sign is like this fucking big. And it's neon, and it's lit up for the holidays. It's amazing.
You know, living here is a real Pepsi challenge.
You monster. And this is
the That's why he has sunglasses on all the time. His retina's all fucked up.
They're totally burned out.
Speaking of Seinfeld, it's like the Kenny Rogers roaster sign.
Yeah, all my rods and cones are fucked up. Pepsi? Pepsi? Pepsi?
Now, I think for all the things we're going to talk about that happened in this movie, I think this is the moment That's the biggest head scratcher. So he's about to walk into his apartment, and it appears like he shares the floor of this building with a couple of other apartments or whatever. And they've got a nice, like, community grill.
Sure.
Just sort of outside.
Oh, so, yes.
Like, Cobra is walking up to the front door. He stops. He's got a newspaper under his arm. He lifts up the grill, inserts the newspaper, closes it, walks away.
Onto a grill. This guy is deranged.
Yes. This guy is a total maniac.
He's out of his mind.
He doesn't know what garbage is. I wonder, like, hey, Cobra, the garbage is this area? That's where I eat food. That's where I prepare my meals.
Cobra, I don't know how many times we have to send you a letter from the Homeowners Association, but this is really, really inconsiderate to the rest of us.
And then the garbage, you put a bunch of water and your clothes and laundry detergent. I don't know...
Yeah, I put it all in, and then I take a stick and I just beat it, and then my t-shirt is clean. My single t-shirt.
He's a dude who's washing clothes in the sink. Definitely.
Oh, absolutely.
Oh, I would think so. Spending money on that, no, sir.
But I don't think he's got a bed in there. He goes in, he's kind of like a low-rent Batman. He's got like three computers, which is kind of like a Batcave, right?
It is.
I don't know.
1986, yes.
Yes. That's like a real deal, man. Three computers in 1986? He's like some sort of mega genius.
He probably does sleep like Batman, you know, upside down from his chin-up bar.
Oh, that's right. That was the stupidest shot in that movie.
Really?
Batman 89, when he's just like acting like a bat for no reason.
Oh, yeah.
Get to the mind of a bat.
Yeah, wait, but like why?
So you're telling me you don't understand why the guy who calls himself Batman acted like a bat.
But... yes, I get it.
He's
but
also
like,
crazy.
It's also like bad for your head. Like the blood's going to rush there. You might die.
Oh, and vigilantism, that's great for your health.
Yeah, it is.
Dude, he asked if people wanted to get nuts. And he wanted to get nuts.
Fair.
That's
okay.
What Kim Basinger's like, I should leave. This was great, but I'm going to go.
Oh, I've made a huge mistake. Alfred, drive me home now. How many times do you think Alfred had to listen to a fucking in the Wayne Manor?
It was a big castle, man.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Had to?
Yeah, that's a...
Oh, good. Better turn the television off. The real show's begun.
Oh, he's really doing it now. It's in sonar.
It's just the meme with the guy throwing the popcorn up.
Wonderful, Master Wayne. Wonderful. Just exquisite. Another A-plus performance.
Didn't Alfred do, like, Pepsi commercials or something, too?
Oh, they did, oh,
yeah.
Where he's like, he's about to go out, and he's like, would you like a Pepsi, sir?
Like, no, I'm going to save the fucking world and drive 100 miles an hour. I can't have a Pepsi in this car.
Also, that makes me fart a lot. If trying to fart in this rubber suit is awful.
It's really awkward when he's like walking around and then he just accidentally farts because the cape goes back a little. You didn't see that. A bad man of medicine.
To fart through rubber into a hard leather cape and the cape moves? Holy shit.
That is a powerful
Jesus
fart.
Christ. You're blasting ass.
How the fuck was did he we get was down he, this road?
I'll build in a diaper for you next time, sir.
Was he dipped into a vat of chemicals as well? Is that how that works?
Yeah, ass first, dude.
So yeah, he does come home and he does take this pizza out of the fridge.
Out of the freezer?
Yeah.
Yes.
Which, yeah, on my second watch, that became clear. I was like, oh wait, that's the freezer he's taking out of the freezer. So that's why he cuts it with the scissor, because it's ice hard, I guess? I don't know,
I don't
man.
Think so.
This is the second most confusing part about this movie. First, grilling a newspaper. Second, chopping a frozen piece of pizza with scissors. I think it's because this apartment is just all office supplies.
I do
There's
have
no silverware.
I do have a legitimate theory about this.
Oh, do tell.
I do think this was Stallone had the idea of like, you know, fatties, you're just gonna keep on eating pizza. You just order it and you clip off a piece every day for every meal. And he was getting ready to, you know, publish it.
With the Sylvester Stallone pizza diet?
Yes. For his true fans.
You publish a whole book about that?
Yeah, just yeah. Clip it.
So you don't eat so much food. Clip it. Just clip it.
he is fucking like constantly berating Poppy. It's like the relationship they have is like Poppy's character is constantly eating junk food. You gotta know the junk food, Poppy. Well, and he does the thing that you see in like a ton of 80s like cop movies like this, where it's like, why don't you have some health food? Why don't you have some fucking vegetables? And Poppy's like, because I work on these cases with you and my life is horrible. And if I have a fucking Baby Ruth every once in a while, I'm gonna do it.
Yeah, exactly. I saw 10 people die today. I deserve a hamburger.
You know how many bodies I've gotten rid of for you?
Oh, yeah. I mean, there's like the cases that the press catches onto, and then there's the other shit that Poppy is covering up. They call them super cobras.
So we hear a little bit of a news report about the Night Slasher. Is he the Night Slasher?
He's the Night Slasher.
All right. Then who are the rest of everybody? Are they all Night Slashers?
The dumb press, right? They think it's all... They think it's just one guy. But it turns out everyone is a Night Slasher, and they're all against me.
I think that's what his religion is. He's a Night Slasher.
I'm a Night Slasher. Once a year, I go to a warehouse and knock two axes together. Mike Pence, you can have your cross and your Jesus. I pray to the Night Slasher.
I have a painting. I have a painting of Brian Thompson above my bed.
Cobra is the greatest film ever made.
But we hear a little bit about the Night Slashers, and it's like, oh, I was interested because I only saw this the first time a couple days ago. I was like, oh my God, there's no pattern. They've killed a businessman, a tourist, a kid. Like, there's no pattern.
That they sexually molested.
Yeah.
Yeah, sweet detail, Cobra. Thanks a lot, screenplay.
But I'm like, oh, cool. So, like, we're going to see a lot of different people get killed, not just like a very attractive woman, but the only victims we see are very attractive women. Which is like the move.
By the way, they get the number out. 16 dead in a month. That's what we call a quadruple Berkowitz. That is insane. And then he gets to like 40 by the end of this?
The death count in the movie is 52. Stallone has killed 41 people by the end of the movie. So
that's 11 that go to him on top. So that's 27 in like 6 weeks.
I think that's why the Night Slashers like him so much. They're trying to recruit him. It's like, no, dude, we like your style.
Yeah, most of your message is pretty on point, but annual dues, I don't think so. Not on this cop salary.
Axis? Nah.
I don't like the competition.
That's what he's doing, yeah. So then we cut to the Night Slashers attack this woman. They've got an axe. He's got this weird Krull sword thing.
Like Klingon.
Yeah, exactly.
It's something like straight out of a fucking fantasy novel I'd never open. Like
it's a brass knuckle with spikes on the knuckles, and then it's got a long dagger, too.
I like the idea of like Brian Thompson at a fucking a knife shop. He's like,
it's for hunting. No, it's just for hunting.
When you have to immediately tenderize the meat, right?
I thought you were going to say it was Brian Thompson at like a Cobra fan convention. Selling them.
Do they have Cobra fan conventions?
No, I wouldn't know.
Well, Steve, you're Facebook friends with Brian Thompson.
I am Facebook friends.
Steve, could you all tell us just how it was you became Facebook friends with character actor Brian Thompson?
I was drunk one night, big surprise. And
Googling for the Night Slasher.
No, I was not Googling for nobody. It was people you may know. And it's like, oh, that's like some guy I met at a Christmas party. That's this girl I used to work with. Oh, and that's Brian Thompson. We had a mutual friend, and I was like, I'm going to click it, man. I'm working up the nerve to click like on Brian Thompson.
And he's just like his character, so deranged and mad that he would accept your friend request.
Yes.
Now, Steve, do you recall, like, so you clicked, like, send friend request,
yes,
right? Mm. Were you then like, oh, how long is it going to take?
I think it was...
Were you like, oh, is he going to say yes?
Ooh. Yeah. Refresh. Pacing refresh. Around. Refresh.
Yeah, it's like the end of the social network.
I think it was immediately.
No.
Did you ever remember how long it took?
No, I don't. Because I imagine he's getting, like, thousands
of
days.
Oh, of course.
Thousands? That was the joke.
Dozens?
Steve, can I ask you a personal question?
Sure, please.
You ever poke him?
I've not poked. I've also not, like, scrolled through the back of his whole photo feed and, like, the early photos.
That's gross. Don't you hate that?
No, yeah, that's gross, man.
You get like that like on a photo and you're like, when was that? Oh, my God, 9 months ago.
I'm liking your photographs.
Mr. Thompson.
I like that Christmas photo of you and your dad 10 years ago. Oh, yeah, you better believe it's 1 a.m. Also, I'm a huge X-Files fan, if you couldn't guess.
So this woman's getting butchered. And then there's a witness drives by, you guys, in the form of Brigitte Nielsen, who is unfortunately married to Sylvester Stallone at the time of this film. She sees Brian Thompson, like, standing in the road, like, blood coming out of his mouth or whatever was going on. And she slows down. Pro tip, speed the fuck up. She stops and does, like, is everything all right over here? There's, like, a woman's head in the street. Like, fuck it, keep going.
Nobody's acting like 18 people died in the last 3 weeks. Get the fuck out of there.
It would be a national emergency. About 60, this many people dying in this span of time. Like, there'd
Mommy,
be the National Guard in the streets.
Reagan definitely knows.
Mommy, I was just informed about something that's happening in our old stomping grounds of California.
Why would he say California like Schwarzenegger would?
Because I'm drunk?
Oh, no, I thought all governors did that.
It's because Arnold Schwarzenegger is the heir apparent.
That's right. Yes. That's exactly right.
I will become governor.
So, yeah, so...
That's right.
It's like I'm coming.
It is like you're coming.
It's like I'm coming for big change in Sacramento. Look out. Look out, this change is away.
It is like the movie Cobra. I will Knight/Gray Davis.
That's the guy
deep
that he
cut.
Beat. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Deep. That's like 10 more Gray Davis jokes that have ever been made. That one joke I made was 10 more.
You want to throw some Kenneth Lay on there just for good measure?
I'll leave it be, man. It's like somewhere my ears are ringing. Someone told a joke about me. Now we cut to my favorite montage of the movie. The steamed ham Art LaFleur is like, all right, Cobra, you're now on the case. Even though he's part of the zombie squad.
Why? That's a good thing? You want to be called a zombie?
Yeah, I know.
He makes zombies.
Oh. And then he gets back up.
He makes corpses.
Right.
And
where does the zombie come into this?
I think I think we've deduced here is that it makes no sense.
Ah. Just sounds badass.
But he's like, you're on the case. And by the way, you know, they do say, hey Cobra, you know every scumbag in the city. Every scumbag.
Guilty as charged.
And so it's a montage of finding out where the night slashers might be, which comes to nothing. But you also see a Brigitte Nielsen photo shoot with robots?
I don't know.
This is the best part of the movie.
Yes.
I think it's like advertisements for like a robot factory. It's where they bought the birthday robot in Rocky IV.
Happy birthday, Cobra. Happy birthday, Cobra.
And we get the best song ever. That's like, it goes a little something like, where it's like, you're working your finger to the bone. It's like you're trying to get blood from a stone. Angel in the city.
But it's also...
I'm waiting for you to get up here with the spotlight and do it.
Angel in the city.
But it's also done by
robots.
It's Darth Vader because it's like,
Angel in the city. It's a good song. Uh-huh. It's, by the way, it's on Spotify if you want to.
It's rocking.
Is it actually on Spotify?
It is. I was listening to it on repeat this week. So good.
You want to know how we prepare for shows? That's how we fucking prepare for shows.
Repeat one, man. Angel in the city.
David Rash is the photographer. Yes. And it's a bummer because his role was like totally slashed out of this movie. I guess he was sort of a bigger character, including a hilariously sounding brutal death that we don't get to see, which kind of stinks.
Well, because he's like trying to have sex with her like immediately. He's like walking her back to her car and he's like, why don't you just have sex with me? And she's like, ew, no.
Well, do it for your career.
And she's like, no. It's kind of great because he's like trying to pressure her and it's totally not working.
Yeah.
It's like, no.
Well, there's also a security guard who knows what's up because this dude is like, hey, would you like me to walk you to both of your cars separately? And he's like, no, 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 we're good. And she's like, but I, no, 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 we're good.
And no one will help her except for the Night Slashers, the secret good guys.
Like, the Night Slashers see what's going on in this parking garage, and they start smashing this dude's window with axes.
Yeah, it's like, sure, we're fucking crazy killers, but we're not like that. I mean, we did molest that kid, but whatever.
That, you know what? That was just one guy. He was on, like, a trial membership. We booted him.
Yeah, I mean, that's the thing. You get a couple bad eggs in a Night Slasher organization, for sure.
That is not what the Night Slashers are about. Exactly. We are totally appalled by Gary.
It's just too big of an organization.
Hey, cool Night Slashers, right? We like fuck people. No. No, we don't.
What? What are you talking about, Gary?
No, it's cool. I love Night Slashing. Everybody who loves it.
No, we punish the weak.
Yeah.
We kill them. No, we don't do that.
You sure, man?
Big.
Brian Thompson's just like eating a chopped off arm like, that's repulsive.
That's fucking too far.
You gotta go, man. They should be cannibals, by the way.
I guess I'm the scumbag. I guess that's me, man. I'm just Gary, trying to live Gary. Maybe I'll start my own cult. Fuck cult.
Here we go. Gary's fuck cult. You want to join?
Look, look, Gary. I may be, you know, swimming in a pool of blood, but you're grotesque.
So then the Night Slashers do murder this dude pretty quickly. Bridget Nielsen, this security guard gets it so good.
Oh my god, it's awesome.
Somebody bought a security guard puppet, they didn't know where to use it.
Like, where, oh where, could we put this security guard puppet?
So he gets annihilated by this van. By the way, the Night Slasher is never using gloves. He's always just all around, and somehow these fucking idiot cops can't break the case.
And also, you explode an elevator and an alarm doesn't go off?
Yeah,
maybe.
Oh, that's right. There is an explosion, kind of, when the van rams into everything. Also, hilarious bit of collateral damage because, like, the photographer gets murdered with this axe and the dude is, like, turning the axe around. And there's some, like, nerd walking through the parking garage, like, da-da-da-da-da. And this dude gets, like, the axe the other way? Oh, my God.
He had a bottle of champagne, by the way. It was going to be a good night for that guy.
Going to see the mistress, going to see the mistress, going to see the mistress day to day.
It's like December 23rd, Mistress Christmas kind of a thing.
Mistress Christmas.
I'm working late, hon. Gotta go see the mistress.
But it's the most wonderful time of the day.
Oh, no, I'm dead.
I wanted those robots to wake up at some point, you know, like to sense trouble.
That's, see, what you needed was like people in those robot suits,
yeah,
right? Because they're just like standing there and Brigitte Nielsen's like dancing on them. But I want those robots to dance back.
The Night Slasher, like, the Night Slashers run in and they're just like, do robots bleed? And they start cutting all these robots and all the these people in it start bleeding. It would be great to see.
So you're trying to do Night Slasher v. Chopping Mall here is what we're trying to get to?
No, dude, I was thinking you get the best robots of all, Sir Anthony Daniels and Kenny Baker, man.
Yeah, chop those fuckers up good.
I thought you were going to say Cyrax, dude.
Yeah, those
Sector.
Those are killbots. That would be a great show.
That would be fantastic. I don't know. I think Cyrax wins in that scenario.
Fatality?
Yes.
Babality, probably.
She sees Brian Thompson, and that's like kind of the thrust. There's like four scenes in this movie, maybe five.
But
she sees Brian Thompson, like, okay, and they get a police sketch. And you don't actually see the part where the police sketch happens, but I feel like it's her being like, okay, yeah, he was about 6'4", 285 pounds, like full lips, no, and his eyes were a little close together. The guy's like,
I'm just drawing He-Man.
He's just like, what? He's like, I love He-Man. Like, it's the silliest police sketch I've literally ever seen.
I love it. I fucking love it, dude. I want to get this sketch tattooed. It's awesome.
Well, it certainly didn't sound like Skeletor, so He-Man it is. Crime? Oh, another He-Man tattoo. That's why they think the Night Slashers is one guy. This guy keeps drawing He-Man.
Now, a good thing about the new budget is that we got Ralph Bakshi to be our sketch artist, actually.
Now all the murderers look like sexy cats.
And wizards.
I was just robbed. He was like 5'4". I think he was Dominican. Yeah, drawing He-Man. Just big broad. Did he have a broadsword, you said? Is that a broadsword?
Double-sided axe, kind of close enough. Yeah.
the guy, yeah, huge forehead, sunken eyes, could play a caveman without much makeup. I mean, come on. So
it would work, is all I'm saying.
Then Cobra shows up, and he's like, well, miss, I'm doing detective work. Do you know where he lives? You sure? Did you catch his name by any chance? Did he happen to slip you his phone number? I'm trying to find this guy.
It wasn't in perfect daylight? Oh, okay. I'll change all this.
I showed you Joan Avis' social security number.
I asked every scumbag in the city who I know. There are a couple scumbags that were on a scumcation. They're not going to be back until next week. They're out at the beach being scumbags. I'm going to ask those scumbags next scum week.
He's got one of those like flip books with all of like the mug shots in it, except for this tall.
Yeah, exactly.
Not him. Not He-Man. Not He-Man. That kind of looks like Man at Arms, maybe. Put that in the maybe pile.
I mean, that is a weird shirt, but no, that's not him.
So then this movie turns into Halloween 2 for a little while.
Fuck, do I love this part. Oh, my God.
It's pretty good.
So Brigitte Nielsen is, like, in the hospital after this, you know, the Night Slashers attempted attack and whatnot. So Cobra's like, all right, I'm going to go home. I'm going to, like, unfreeze a pizza or some shit.
He's not going to unfreeze it. He'll eat it frozen.
Side theory, maybe he uses the frozen pizza like a chicken. They eat rocks to like digest food, so he has like all these like hard pizza pellets to digest other food.
Why are you trying to excuse this behavior? He's a maniac.
I'm with Cabin, dude. This is some fucking weird shit.
Are you calling Cobra a chicken?
Yes.
You get killed for that, man.
So he's like, I'm gonna leave Poppy here to watch you. Poppy, definitely don't leave this hospital. And then 10 seconds later, Poppy leaves this hospital. And so the Night Slasher walks in, and he, like, murders this janitor immediately.
Well, because there's, like, this Stockard Channing-looking lady that's also part of the thing, and she's like...
Oh, she's a crooked cop.
She's a crooked cop. And she's like, look, she saw your face. You have to kill her. And he, like, dyes his hair or whatever. And he goes in... He dies his
hair. Yeah, that'll fucking fix it.
And well, the idea is like, okay, this guy's like 6'4", 300 pounds, solid muscle, but he had blonde hair. Oh, you can go right in, sir. You have black hair. Go right ahead.
We're looking for a blonde-haired Prince Adam. This is a black-haired Prince Adam. On your way, sir.
And then he kills a janitor who's like half his size, and suddenly his uniform fits him perfectly.
Yeah, that
and
should
he's just
be
stalking
a
around this
snug
place.
Jumpsuit, man.
Also, you don't have to kill someone for cheap glasses. Just go to a fucking convenience store.
I think it's more like the glasses are there.
Oh,
like
I see.
He wants the janitor outfit, but then he's like, "Well, glasses, okay." Everybody, all right over there?
So he's dressed as a janitor, he's got dark hair, and Tommy Lee Jones is like, he couldn't have got far, now make a perimeter.
Oh yeah, he saves a kid who's like not breathing properly.
Yeah,
fixes
like,
he switched
that?
The chart.
Yes.
But this is where like he's exactly dressed like Michael Myers a bit, and he's walking around. He starts hacking up this hospital.
Yeah. He's hacking up this hospital, and they're like fucking filming him from like, I don't know, like the shin down, like you see these boots walking, just like a horror. Like this is a horror movie.
Well, I feel like Stallone like watched Halloween whatever, and he's like,
I could take that guy. I'm gonna write a movie where I beat up that guy.
Man, that unstoppable killer. He looks like a fucking pussy.
Hey, Brigitte, doesn't that guy look like a big wuss?
Yeah.
John Carpenter's like, no, you can't be in Halloween 2.
You sure I could beat up the guy, though, and I would
win.
And at the end, you'd be like, good job.
I think, by the way, I think that is why John Carpenter was like, you know what? For this third movie, fuck it. We're not even going to have Michael Myers. That'll get Stallone off my back. Sorry, Sly. He's just not in this one.
I could play Loomis's nephew, Aaron Loomis.
This is my nephew, Aaron.
Yeah, I'm visiting from the city, and I take night classes in psychology. Hey.
Yes, he'll be with me all the time now. Michael, drop it. Aaron, get him.
Yeah, I want to be like a nerdy psycho something or other, like my stupid uncle. I don't know.
Yes, I'm British and he's Italian. Let's move on.
You know, hey, family's fucking family, man. I don't know.
You know, Doc, we really shouldn't even be telling you about these murder cases. We're not telling this idiot. No,
yeah,
no,
I don't
no.
fucking snitch, man. Snitches get stitches.
Aaron, be quiet. Aaron, we're going, look, we're just going to kill him.
Y'all beat him up with my fist, how about that? You mean you just stupid gun, old man?
And the last line will be me telling you you did a good job. That's a screenplay by Sylvester Stallone. Aaron, you're the best. Oh, here's your beautiful girlfriend, Aaron. Congratulations. Now you're in a car that says Awesome 60 on it.
All right,
Aaron. Job, Aaron.
Drive off into the sunset and bang her with your huge penis.
Obviously, I'll be dead. But go to your mansions.
Well, this sounds,
plural.
This sounds perfect.
It's like I wrote it myself or something.
By the way, I also wrote Cobra.
And then at some point, I guess, like while Stallone was writing this movie, The Shining was on because they rip it right the fuck off.
Jesus Christ. And it was funny because I had not watched this movie in a while, and there's totally like Brigitte's got her face sort of like right near a door, and it's just like Shelley Duvall, and I was screaming at the television, don't do it. Don't you do it, movie! Don't you do... Oh, movie! And the fucking knife just comes right through that door!
And the weird thing is, like, you know, in The Shining, obviously, Shelley Duvall was, like, psychologically tortured by Stanley Kubrick, like, on set, which is terrible. But so in this movie, they didn't need to do that because she was married to Sylvester Stallone. So it's easy to just... It's just like, yeah, they're like, action, she's screaming!
It's like she's not even in the scene. She's filmed screaming in the trailer.
Her entire life for those 2 or 3 years was an escape room.
Oh my God.
So Cobra gets a phone call from Poppy, and he's like, hey, what's up, Poppy? And he's like, I don't know, Cobra, what's up with you? And he's like, what is the point of this phone call?
And they realize that, like, Poppy has been duped by somebody at the police department because he's like, get back to the hospital! One of my fave lines. Get back to the hospital!
But also, like, he gets into his non-LAPD descript car. It's practically invisible. It's, like, midnight gray. Like, you can't... And he starts, like, gunning it through the road.
And he is driving without lights on.
Exactly!
Enable cloaking device.
He hits a fucking shopping cart or something. Use cans. Use just cans.
And like 5 people are murdered in this hospital, and he's running with a duster on in LA
what
in the middle
this?
Of the summer.
I mean, I know it's a Christmas movie, but it is hot as shit wearing this duster in LA.
Also, it's a thick, it's not like a thin, like Doll Man's duster, if you've seen the film Doll Man. It's like a thin duster. This is a thick ass, it's snowing at Christmas duster.
It's wool, I think.
Aaron, are you sure you want to wear that jacket? Well, all right. Yeah, you wrote the movie. That's a good jacket, Aaron.
You know, Aaron, when I chase a serial killer, I like to wear a thin brown raincoat.
Aaron, please leave the Man the Legend t-shirt at home.
But the legend points to my penis.
I
the
understand.
Arrow goes down. Hey, listen, how are they going to know about my dick if I don't wear the shirt? That's all I'm saying.
Oh, they know you're a dick.
Aaron, drop the t-shirt now!
I don't know. The Night Slasher is defeated by a fire alarm here.
I love this because, so, Brigitte pulls the fire alarm and everybody starts walking out in the hallway. And this dude is just like, mwah. Like, the look on his face, he's so disappointed. It's like a kid in a toy store when the parent gives the final, like, you're not fucking getting that.
Yeah.
And he's just like, oh, man, what the murder? And he just walks away silently like Michael Myers would.
But also, like, he must be covered in blood at this point. Like, come on.
Come on!
Right, he kills that janitor while he's wearing that uniform. That he should be covered in blood, mm-hmm. head to toe.
It's like, oh wow, it's a red jacket.
You know who doesn't get it and totally should? The woman in the elevator who's like giving him shit.
Oh yeah.
This lady who's like dictating who can ride which elevator? Are you fucking kidding me?
You know why? He's like, she might be Night Stalker material. Or Night Slasher. My God, I'm mixing it up. But
if
yeah.
you're psychotically telling people what elevator to use, yeah, you might be a murderer.
He's just stuffing a brochure in her back pocket.
Pardon me, miss, have you heard the good word? We can kill the weak wherever we want.
Do you like axes? Are you free one weekend of the month?
Do you like to hang out in abandoned places?
Yes, 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 and yes.
There's only one female Night Slasher that we can tell, which is this Dr. Channing looking lady. But come on, there should be more. There should be a whole legion of these people.
That's the like, and that would be the cool thing, right?
Yes.
And I think it's what they were attempting and failing horribly at. But that idea of like. This cult has permeated the city, and anybody could be part of this gang, right?
Yeah.
That's why you have like some people in like construction uniforms, some in business suits, right? It's like the dude at the bank could be a Night Stalker, the lady at the grocery store could be a Night Slasher or whatever, but they just don't... Someone had that idea for like 2 seconds, and Stallone was like, look, this movie's got to be approximately 87 minutes long, and that is way too much information.
That sounds like a lot of not talking about Cobra to me. I mean, I don't know. You tell me. Does that sound like you're talking about Cobra or not?
I think Bridget should have a few more scenes, actually.
So they, we got back to the police station, and they're yelling at Cobra. It's like, Cobra, you've got an attitude problem. And he's like, yeah, no, I wrote that line.
But the throw-off here, though, is that the dude who's playing the uptight detective is character actor Andrew Robinson, who played the Scorpio Killer in fucking Dirty Harry.
Wait, you is see Andrew that Robinson guy, here? I'm like,
is he here? Oh, my God.
I just
oh
heard someone applaud. It has to be him.
Sir, please show yourself.
Oh, man, clapping for yourself at a show.
He has no, a Google like, alert. You see one look at that dude, and you're just like, well, that guy is a mass murderer.
But, so the idea is, like, we don't want to call in the FBI for some reason. Again, like, this is a cult, there's 30 people dead in 2 days, and, like, the FBI would botch this. Like, no, you LAPD have botched it. Like, it's well botched.
The FBI gets called in if you take a person across state lines in a kidnapping. Just one person. 30 people murdered? Yes, they're getting a phone call. And holy shit, they're getting a phone call.
And you decided your new strategy is put the guy that's dumb as a rock in fucking charge of it.
The zombie squad.
I just realized they call him the zombie squad because he's brain dead.
Yes.
Oh.
See?
You cracked it.
Yeah.
And he's so proud of it, too.
Yeah. Cause, oh, that sounds cool.
pizza brains.
He's got a great line here, too, because the chief is like, you know, we don't need these crazy people going off half-cocked getting involved or, you know, taking charge and being the hero. And Stallone's like,
I don't want to be a hero, Chief. I just want to get involved.
Which means you want to fuck the whole thing up.
Yeah. Slaughter dozens.
I'm getting the itch, Chief. I got to kill something.
Can I take you all on a journey for a second? There's one scene
yes.
where they're discussing the Night Slashers, and they're in the morgue, the police morgue, and they're looking at it, and you're like, oh, this, you know, this is how this woman was killed, blah, 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 blah. Like, all right, cool, good scene, blah, blah, blah. I'm part of the zombie squad. And you just kind of walk a little bit, like this many steps. And then over here, they're in a gun range. So, like, over there, that's where the dead bodies go. And over here, we're firing weapons.
And it's one fluid, like, he takes the walk. It's like an Aaron Sorkin walk and talk kind of a thing. Yeah. And he draws the gun, like, in the hallway before he's even gotten in. And Poppy's sort of walking behind him. And he must have done this 1,000 times.
I gotta get one off, Chief. Gotta get one off right now. It's gotta happen.
I think it's actually smart.
Okay.
Because, listen, the other floors of the police precinct might have more people. These are dead people, so if your gun goes off, it's just gonna slam into a corpse. It's fine.
And slam into a corpse.
A bullet slammed into a corpse.
Worst case,
that many shots that would wake the dead.
Oh, zombie squad.
Yeah. I was going to say, worst case scenario, there's an accident, we'll just move them next door. You know, that's it.
Yeah, that's true.
It's a little easier.
You know, all you do, you just need a mop. You're good to go.
Also, by the way, he fires off like 7 shots one after another, all like through the same hole. Like, that's how good of a shot he is, like directly in the heart of this person piece of paper.
That was like 2 pages of screenplay. It was like, Cobra draws his gun. It's as big as his enormous penis. He aims. His aim is perfect and true, and it fires wildly into the same hole, which would be the heart of the baddie guys.
And then Cobra says, take that, Sheriff Nottingham. I'm writing Robin Hood again.
Delete.
He learned how to shoot in under 24 hours after he won the Oscar.
Yeah. So the whole plan, I love this plan. The plan is, we cannot stop the mass murders from happening. They keep trying to kill Brigitte's character.
Sure.
Let's just take her upstate. Like an old dog when you're lying to your kids about where that dog went. We're going to take her to a farm upstate for safety.
But this is like the weird 45-minute car chase that kind of eats up half the movie.
Which this is awesome.
Because you got this big stupid car that says Awesome 50 on it. I better see it fucking go, man.
And you kind of assume there's going to be a car chase, right? But you do not expect this car to burst out the second story of a fucking parking garage. Michael Bay, eat your heart out. This shit is awesome.
And Fast and Furious, eat your heart out. There's not nitrous on this motherfucker.
There absolutely is.
This shit is not street legal, by the way, police officer. Also, those tints look too dark.
Oh, tints. Tints. Oh. You're far away.
Thank you.
I said tints.
No, I didn't, but I'll put it in the screenplay if you want. I'll change it from what I had.
I mean, I know what I meant, but if you can't figure it out, fine. I guess we're holding everybody's hand in this movie. And Cobra's car, which is as big as a block, and is going much faster than the other cars. And everyone stops and says, wow, Cobra, that's good driving.
And then it starts to fly.
And then at the end, there's a 5-page Cobra parade. Because Cobra is the best.
Sly, could you stop? That's enough. Enough riding for today.
Delete. You know, I have so many parades to ride.
You know what else this car looks like? You remember, did you guys ever see the really old, like, 1940s Batman serials? Where, you can find it on YouTube, I think, but, like, they were licensing, like, Batman and maybe Robin, but that was it, so they didn't license the Batmobile. So he just drives around in this big-ass car.
It's like a Cadillac, and I think he pulls out a gun at one point.
It's fucking awesome. It's so not Batman.
Well, I just feel like the director was like, yeah, I got it, Batman, sure. Tommy guns, right?
It's like if you ever watched that, like, Turkish Spider-Man.
Oh, yeah.
It's just like, you don't know what Spider-Man is.
I mean, there's a big... He takes out an Uzi at this point. He's firing wildly on the street. He turns, like, these cars into skeleton cars by blowing them up so quickly.
It's pretty awesome. He does a quick... He goes to Brigitte, like, "Hun!" And he does the old, like, turn the car around, puts it in reverse, and he fucking nails it, and he's shooting at these guys, driving backwards. Tell me this movie isn't awesome. Holy shit! It's so great! And she's just strapped. She's got, like, the 2-strap seatbelt thing.
Sure.
Because, like, this is what I'm talking about. You would not be driving around with a Pepsi in the car with this shit.
No.
You can't. It's Spill City, man.
Do you think there's a cup holder at all?
No, not at all. Because you're not... Nope. Listen, you're not getting Pepsi out. You get that on a seat, you're not getting Pepsi out.
I think you meant, like, out of Cobra. Like, oh, no.
Yeah, I'm just sweating Pepsi.
You got a Pepsi birthmark now.
So they get a different car and they go upstate, and the dude Poppy, and the crooked cop woman who's clearly gonna let everybody know where they're going. On the way, they kind of fall in love? ? Like, yes. Them having weird sex, fine, but she's like, Cobra, you're great. It's like, wait, why? Yeah. You see this guy kill 12 people. That's
you're fucked up, lady.
They stop for like a hamburger and fries, and he's like,
oh, look at this. It's a giant hamburger prop at this restaurant. Aren't I endearing? Are you falling in love with me?
Dude,
you're eating fucked up French fries. Fuck you for putting ketchup on those.
I will accept animalistic fucking. all the time in a movie. That's fine.
Yeah.
But this, like, 2 seconds falling in love, fuck you.
Well, there's this great part.
Come on, movie.
She has this line where they're sitting down, she's putting all this ketchup on these fries, which is disgusting.
That's the grossest part of the movie. People are being butchered left and right. We talked about a molested kid earlier in the movie. This gallon of ketchup on French fries. Oh!
And he's like, oh, you must be a little crazy. She's like, hey, have you ever been involved? Beat, beat, beat. With a woman. Which is, there's such a long pause because he wants to be like, involved? Yeah, kill people. That's an involvement. That's the most involved of all.
Like, no, but in their funeral services, no, I'm not involved.
No, romantically, with a woman.
What?
And he's like, as it turns out, ladies don't really like my lifestyle.
They kind of say, no, I will not go out with a murderer.
All right, welcome to our second date. Here's frozen pizza. Let's look at this computer screen. Welcome to my home. Did you bring scissors? Did you bring your own scissors for this pizza? Because I have my pizza scissors.
And now we're going to clean... I'm going to clean a gun. Did you not bring a gun to clean? Well, it's okay. I got another one in the back.
Where are you going? Wait.
All right, never mind. I'm going to put on my VHS of Toy R Us commercials now. Just watch this for a while.
Sometimes I sit at home alone in the dark, and I don't know, man. I just wish I was Jeffrey the Giraffe. He seems like a pretty fun-loving dude. I don't know. You think he's ever killed anybody?
I mean, could you imagine being tall?
Dude, you can tell he is tiny, man. He's so short.
Speaking of doll man.
Dude, Poppy is towering over
this
guy.
Yeah, he is, yeah.
He's like, hey, Poppy, can you stand like 3 feet behind me, man? You're making me look like a fucking asshole.
They had to film it like they filmed Gandalf in Lord of the Rings.
Yeah, Poppy, you're just going to wear this big green screen suit. Called Peter Jackson.
So they go to this motel and like they're just kind of holed up for the night.
He taunts a small business owner around the park.
Oh, that's right, yeah.
Because there's this lady, she's like selling like tchotchkes and shit outside the motel or something, or the restaurant. And he's like looking at this bobblehead. This is the funniest part of the movie because he's like mesmerized by this bobblehead. He's like, it just won't stop shaking. I touched it once like 5 minutes ago. You won't stop shaking. He's laughing at me. Look at him.
Hey, Poppy, come over. Have you seen this before?
They got a magic head on this thing.
It's science gone mad.
Then it's awesome because, like, Brigitte comes over. This is where, like, she's learned his name.
Yeah.
And she's like, hey, Poppy told me a secret. Marion! And he's like, that piece of shit,
he can't keep a secret, huh? Well, anyway, let's go so you don't get murdered.
And he turns to this like, old woman who's just running this little, like, stand. And he goes,
sorry, lady, no sale. And walks away.
And this lady's just like, well, I guess I won't eat tonight. It's just fine.
The idea to say no sale when you leave every establishment.
Just go up and down the street. No sale.
Fucking put it down, say thanks anyway, and walk. No sale. Hey, lady, sorry. No sale.
No sale. 1-star Yelp review coming up. Look out.
Yeah, it just says like bobbleheads and some other shit. I don't know. 1-star.
I got 3 computers to review you on TripAdvisor, Yelp, and something else.
So they go to the motel. He's cleaning an Uzi, and she's like, come to bed. It's like, no, no.
And there's no sexy music of any kind. Mm-hmm. They have one, like, gross kiss, and then they, like, sort of, like, part back a little bit, and they're like... Yeah, all right. And they sort of, like, go into it.
Well, that's... They gave the director...
Angel of the Center.
A 60-page sex scene that didn't make any sense. And he's like, you know what? We're just going to cut right here.
Like, Sylvester, you're adding, like, an hour to this film in this sex scene. Yeah. And
I don't think we can get a puppet dragon that quickly, though, Sly. I mean, that's out of the budget.
It's okay. We're married under the eyes of God. We can do it on the movie.
But that's what's weird, though, is shockingly, there's no actual sex scene.
Yeah,
they kiss, and then it fades out, not like a toot of a saxophone or nothing. So the Night Slashers do descend upon this town. There's like 100 of them at this point.
Yeah, there's like their motorcycle gang is involved in this as well. It's
that was
fantastic.
A surprise, is all of a sudden they're a motorcycle gang. On top of it all.
The local police department's instantly annihilated.
That's pretty great. That's another thing they don't really do much with, is these dudes descend on this town and take the whole thing over in 60 seconds.
Yeah.
It's awesome. And then Ray Liotta stands outside and says, "Wild Hogs!" Wild Hogs! Wait, what? Oh, sorry. Night Slashers!
Getting mixed up on which biker gang we're threatening.
You see those Ray Liotta commercials where he's talking about quitting smoking?
Yeah. What's that about?
Oh, he's like, "Yeah, I'm Ray Liotta, and in real life I've beaten a man with a garbage can top. By the way, I quit smoking with Chantix. What the fuck else do you want to know?" It's like the most, like, if you want to get someone to stop smoking, show them this commercial. You will be terrified to touch a cigarette afterwards. It's the most aggressive thing I've ever seen in my life.
"Yes, I'm Ray Liotta. I have 93 buried beneath my home."
"Put that fucking cigarette out."
Yeah.
They air it, like, in between Jeopardy breaks.
Well, isn't it... The creepiest commercial is... Now we're just doing commercials. Whatever, fuck it.
Wait, is this a Ray Liotta commercial?
No, it's the Rob Lowe Atkins commercial where it looks like a fucking cult. "I'm here to tell you about Atkins. Did you know that you can have a full life on Atkins?" It's like, what? Isn't it just like low carbs? And he's like, "You can have chocolate. It's fine. No one's going to kill you."
Wait, and this is ageless Rob Lowe's doing
yeah,
this?
Yeah, exactly.
That's fucking false advertising.
I mean, you definitely have to go into hospice first, but then Atkins is great.
Are people still doing Atkins?
That's what Rob Lowe wants you to do, my friend. No, this is new. Rob Lowe wants you to do it.
He's trying to bring it back.
Yeah, right now, Rob Lowe.
It's a cult hidden among us.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah.
That's what the Night Slashers were doing. They were killing people and not eating carbs.
The Carb Slashers.
They're spanging pieces of meat together.
"Why are we doing this?" We have a very confusing mission statement.
So, yeah, it's a big action scene, a very series of action scenes.
Big shootout right here, man.
A lot of grenades. Cobra has more grenades on him than I thought, which is any.
Cobra is the only one.
Zero grenades.
Cobra's the only one that brings those grenades, by the way.
"I brought these from home."
The rest of the Night Slashers are like, "What, we're using grenades? We're going to bring grenades to this?"
One of the Night Slashers uses like a Molotov cocktail or something into this safe house, and Poppy's burned and then shot.
Dude, yeah. And spoiler alert, he makes it to the end of the movie. This dude should be cooking up like a chicken.
Yes.
Absolutely. This is expendable dead meat in an action movie if I've ever seen it. Why do we have to hang on to Poppy? Let that dude die.
Not happening.
Not happening. No, I know. I'm just saying that
he should get like shot in the face and his little hat flies off.
Yes! Yes!
He's so cool.
And then it like shoots right up in the air like whoop, 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 whoop. And then lands right back down on the stump.
And then he lands on a sofa and Jerry Seinfeld says, "Poppy died on my sofa!"
And as you all know, when you die, you evacuate your bowels. And now Jerry's got an unsightly stain there.
Oh, that's true.
And he's plus all the brain bits.
Yeah, the brain bits are bad.
Not even Elaine will take that to her new apartment.
No. Just flip the cushion.
Just flip that brain over. So we wind up, as most action movies end, in a foundry for some reason.
It's molten metal, obviously.
Yeah,
because it's a cool place to have a finale.
Yeah, sure.
You got, like liquid metal falling all over the place. The Terminator's running around. It's fucking
I'm
awesome.
Coming. I'm coming. The Terminator's in this movie now.
I need a vacation. That line still bothers me in that movie.
Robots shouldn't take vacation.
Why the fuck would a robot need a vacation? That's why you were invented, so other people can have vacations.
I'm a learning computer. My neural net processor was built to understand a vacation. And sometimes it's nice to power down and get an oil job.
Hey, man. It's all about self-care these days.
Don't be afraid to take the time off.
C-3PO had vacations, dude. Like, that dude loved an oil bath, right?
Oh, yeah. And oh, that's
true. He was,
true.
Like, saying thank the maker once it hit his crotch.
Well, that's the weirdest line. This oil bath's going to feel so good. That so is, like, really, like, ew, robot. Yo, robot, that's gross. And yeah, Lord knows what R2-D2's getting up to.
Oh, man, yeah.
Robot, before we dip you in this, we're just going to turn that voice box off. Because that's the creepiest shit we've ever heard.
R2-D2 has...
Here comes the brownout, Master Luke.
But R2-D2's really the champion of casual sex.
Wait, why?
Go on.
He's plugging his little...
Yeah,
he's plugging into every fucking strange computer he comes across.
Sure.
He's just like, oh wait, what? You what? Wait, okay. So maybe if I fuck this trash compactor computer. I mean,
You're
he
totally
fucks
right.
the Death Star. I mean, he fucks a bunch of Clone Wars nonsense.
I really do think he should at least have a plastic cap on it.
I'm convinced that's his dick.
That's why he's always going. Ooh!
Yeah. Of course, that's his dick.
Has that ever been questioned? That is R2-D2's genitalia.
And he talks to computers through the language of love.
Yeah.
Yes. That's beautiful, Eric.
And he's so freewheeling, he doesn't even put a force field around that.
That's
thing.
Literally...
C-3PO doesn't even have a dick. He's just got a bump. It's just a bump.
That's
but
right. This is why 3PO's always pissed at him, because fucking R2's just sprayed it all over the place. Like, oh, well, that must be nice. What a
nice
computer.
Just stand here and watch again.
And then they started to throw cans at the stage.
But IG-88 was an incel.
Yes.
Fair. But not IG-88B that took over the Death Star. Anyway.
Well, that's what that I stands for. Incel 88. Incel Guy 88.
It's kind of like Awesome 50.
Incel Guy in 88, because I was born in 1988. I mean, I'm online.
I'm very online. So we're in the foundry. There's some cool deaths. Stallone gets some gasoline all over this dude. Lights him up. He's like, you have the right to remain silent.
And tell me this movie isn't awesome. Jesus Christ.
You have the right to scream as you burn to death.
And it's great. You actually see this dummy light up. It's beautiful.
It's great. It's the second of two dudes before the finale that light up. Because there's a guy, I've watched this movie 3 times in the last like 24-ish hours. There's a dude.
It's just that good, folks.
At like the start of this whole siege, there's a guy who's just walking like down a hallway in the foundry, like, and he just bursts into flames. And Cobra's just like, I didn't see that coming.
Thanks for the help, Lord God.
Guess what, Night Slasher? I'm going to count that one for me.
I'm going to tell my superior that indeed I lit that man on fire also. For justice.
We finally get a showdown between the Night Slasher and Stallone. They should have like a phone call in the middle of the movie or something.
I need a threatening phone call,
yeah,
man.
Why are you calling? I think it's because you got no one else to call.
It's the Night Slasher. He's calling me on Christmas again.
But they're having this like kind of tete-a-tete, and this is like Brian Thompson's finest acting, where he keeps calling him pig. Dude, this is like, if you just in this last, the last moments of this movie, started doing like swig a beer every time the word pig is uttered, Jesus Christ.
Oh, we have a dramatic reading coming up?
Yeah, oh I forgot about the dramatic reading we scheduled. I totally forgot.
In this is not going to be good. This is not going to be good. Stop. Also, I just want to quickly mention, in this foundry sequence, we also got this, like, ethereal ooh on the soundtrack. It was, like, 2001.
Dude, you think it's ghosts?
I think it is all the ghosts that Cobra made.
Oh, no, it's a haunted foundry. I want your eyes, pig. Want to go to hell, huh, pig? You want to go to hell with me? Doesn't matter, does it? We are the hunters. We kill the weak, so the strong survive. You cannot stop the new world. Your filthy society cannot stop people like us. We're the future.
Pig.
You won't do it, pig. You won't shoot. Murder's against the law. You have to take me in, if you can. Even I have rights, don't I, pig?
Wait, hold on. Are you calling me fat?
actually, you do. You eat pizza very sensibly, Pig.
Cause I work out like literally all the time.
Take me in. They'll say I'm insane, won't they? The court is civilized, isn't it, Pig?
Again, it just feels like it's right towards the midsection.
Then the rest of the dialogue says, "Come on, Pig. Come on, Pig."
Wow, nice. That's beautiful. That was beautiful. A beautiful reading. It from goes the out of Cobra.
It goes out to our birthday guys and the anniversary couple and a little dog named Snuggles.
Pig. I fucking love it. Especially because, like, before I saw Cobra, I knew him from the X-Files where he's just like a mute super soldier thing.
Sure.
And he doesn't say anything that entire series, but this is a time to shine if there ever was one. Well, and he's taking it to Hamtown. To Hamtown.
If you have your base two up on this movie, between him and Stallone, it'll blow the fuck out, man.
Like, he's just saying pig like that, the base is up too high, you'll shit your pants.
Brown note, pig.
It's like a Hans Zimmer score.
And, you know, so they get into a fun fight, you know, because he's about to shoot him, but then the lady gets involved and, like...
Oh, not Stalker Channing, who was presumed dead.
Sure.
Was not dead, and she does a weird, like, jumps on Cobra's back, and they swing around a little bit, and then actually it's the Night Stalker that murders her.
Who would have guessed?
Killed by your boss, that's a bummer.
So now we're just fighting each other, having a good old dude fight, which you're like, oh, this is fun, until he fucking... And, like, here's the thing. Like, the IA investigation afterwards is going to take years. Because he lifts this dude up and puts him on a meat hook.
Hey, I'm writing this movie. What's on DVR? Texas Chainsaw Massacre. What's this about? Doop, 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 doop. Oh, that's good. That's a good shit. Oh, right on that meat hook. Oh, yeah. I got my ending.
Oh, God, Marion, you are going to jail.
You won't give me the sledge, Pig.
Oh, yeah, I'm on a meat hook, Pig. But I'm still going to... Oh, wait, what? I'm going towards fire for some reason? Wait, yeah, sure, Pig. Like, you're going to burn me alive.
What do they even make here, Pig? What is this?
And this is a real bummer. This was like a moment of like MPAA censorship, because this dude is going right for this like flaming Stargate thing.
Yes!
It's like something a fucking carny would jump through on a motorcycle. And I'm like,
is
oh,
that
boy.
James Spader, Pig? Come on, get me now, Kurt Russell. Get me now, Kurt Russell.
And I'm like, oh God, this is about to be the coolest thing I ever see. And, like, right when he gets to it, this, like, Windows 95 fucking flame screensaver comes up.
Yeah.
No thank you. No, no thank you.
I want to hear it. I want to hear it, at least.
Because I think they took that same security guard dummy and just hooked it on this thing and set it ablaze. Yeah.
Sure.
It's not Brad Pitt's mother in Snatch. Like, I actually want to see this person dead.
A deep cut with a Snatch reference.
Thank you.
Yeah. Isn't it great living in 2003?
Fair, Eric.
I mean, technically, comparatively,
maybe.
Yes.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Unless you're in the military.
That's a hard. It's a hard maybe.
And then, of course, everyone's like, "Wow, great job, Cobra!" I'm like, "What? He killed a town." There is no one left to prosecute because everyone is dead. This is a disaster.
No, there's no one left to prosecute. I mean, everybody else's job easy peasy, man. They're all dead. What?
And this is
you're welcome.
Cobra is the reason why ghost towns scatter the Southwest.
But also, no one knows about the cult. We only think one Night Slasher is responsible. These are like bankers and businessmen. Like
there's got to be more out there.
Yeah.
That's how you have like a nice little like stinger ending like sequel setup thing, because they all have like tattoos on their wrists, like signifying that they're in the gang, right? And so like you need to have Cobra say something like, hey, "That's the end of that chapter," and then he's at the grocery store later, but the one that he shops at, and like the checkout person is like, "Have a good night, officer," and like reaches out with the bag, and he sees the tattoo freeze frame on him going, "What?" It would be awesome. totally justified sequel setup.
But he can't kill her because she works at his grocery store.
Oh, that's right.
Oh, wait, did
you get a different job
home
so I can murder you?
So, yeah, I mean, like, they're all like, hey, man, great job. He's like, hey, will you replace my car? And they're like, absolutely not. Do we have $250,000?
The fucking stones on this guy. Well, I guess to be fair, though, Art LaFleur is just like, hey, Cobra, great work. Anything you need. Literally anything. And they ask for that car, and they're like, no, that's not going to happen.
No, I can't do that. And
then you said anything. I know what that word means.
And then the nerdy guy is like, well, Cobra, I guess we all learned a little something about killing people. And he gets punched in the face, which is fun.
It's a good, like, he's like, oh, no hard feelings, eh, Cobra? And they go to do a handshake, and he pulls him in and then punches him with the other hand, but doesn't let go. So this dude, like, goes flying, but then Cobra, like, pulls him back in.
I kind of feel
sadistic.
I kind of feel like Cobra at this point is like,
well, I'm going to prison anyway.
I mean, when he's getting on the motorcycle, he's like,
am I allowed to leave? Oh, wow. All right. Yeah. Come on, Bridget. Let's get out of here.
This is one of the victim's motorcycles.
Yeah. This is so awesome.
Took someone's motorcycle.
Art LaFleur is like, hey, Cobra, you need a ride back to society?
And he's like, nah, I have my own transportation. This motorcycle I just found.
And he hops on with Brigitte, and I was like, wait a second, whose fucking motorcycle is that? You drove out here with Poppy, what's going on?
They're not going to need the motorcycle, and also they're not going to need any of their wallets, so I took those two.
Oh, and the blood and hair, it's fine.
I'm making
a new thing of boots here, they're nice.
He's just looting the bodies. No, you guys go ahead, I'll meet up.
Been needing a new dress shirt. Oh, this is nice.
Hey, Cobra, you need help getting back on the road?
Roads? Where are we going? We don't need roads. Back to the Future was on when I was writing this movie. What a way to end a movie, man. Wow.
Yeah, that's kind of, that's Cobra.
That's Cobra.
That is indeed Cobra. So we're going to start wrapping it up. But first of all, big thanks to Creative Alliance for having us out here. You guys are great. Thank you, beautiful people, for coming out. It's so awesome to see so many of you here. It's very cool.
Thank you.
But like we like to do at the end of every show.
You got it there?
Got it.
Okay.
Table was a little low.
Okay.
Imagine I fell off. Like, the show was great till that one guy fell off the stool and broke his neck. We like to read pieces, a little bit of internet correspondence, just to get a feel for how the society at large felt about this
You'd
movie.
You'd like that, wouldn't you, pig?
Yeah, you want to read reviews from the internet, don't you, pig?
There's a little bit of that where it's like, you got to pay me $24 more for me to keep going, pig.
So we like to go to the place where you get the best film writing. The Internet Movie Database user review section. So we got a couple here. The first one, 2 out of 10 stars. Yeah, Boo is right. These people are terrible. Subject line, can a film be zero dimensional? By using his real name, Bill Cernansky. What a hideous, pathetic film. This movie is more than stupid. It actually reaches out from the screen and transfers some of its stupidity right into your head. This dude was high as fuck watching this movie.
Bill's going through some shit,
man.
I think.
This movie's got zero dimensions. Shit, dude.
Oh, man, I'm too stupid to live now. Can't believe I'm getting divorced.
You walk away with a feeling of being dumber for having watched it, especially if you paid to see it.
Fuck, I'm never gonna be normal again.
By the way,
shit, this isn't gonna wear off.
This night's never gonna end.
I'm gonna be high forever.
By the way, he said that he definitely paid for this.
Well, he paid to see it. This review was written in 2000, so it's a rental. So you knew what this was. You had years to find out what this was. Stallone acts horribly. Duh. The script makes no sense. Any episode of Starsky and Hutch seems like Hemingway by comparison.
Well, what's on TV while I'm writing this review? Starsky and Hutch.
Yeah, Huggy Bear's gonna fit in right here.
I think my party should be a Huggy Bear. It'd be great.
The action isn't just unbelievable. All action flicks are that way. But it's also just plain stupid. Cobra stands firing a gun in the back of a speeding pickup on a dirt road at high speed as the back end of the truck fishtails in the gravel. And?
Yeah, exactly. Have you ever done that? I never have, so I don't know.
Maybe this guy has. Maybe that's the thing. I had to hold on to something while I was doing that. That's an awesome part of the movie because he totally throws this dude in front of the truck and then that guy gets run over. Yeah. And the soundtrack is a total squawk.
Yeah, you want that.
Like,
noise.
It is a cartoonish sploosh sound. No, it's not the worst film in the world. It's not even Stallone's worst. It is, nonetheless, absolutely, unforgivably horrid. Fuck you, Bill. I got this other one here. This one's a little weirder. I like to get the weird ones in.
Weird user review on IMDb, huh?
I know.
It's a strange thing.
Baffling.
That's wild.
Exciting, fun to watch, intense. By Asher J. Doak. Oh, you think it's Dr. Doak? GoldenEye jokes. This is a great movie. So far, I'm agreeing with this weirdo. From the little speech Stallone gave in the beginning, so that's Eric's statistics, to the end of the film, this is truly for anyone who loves a movie with nonstop action. And Brigitte Nielsen was a hottie, as usual.
I love
you, fucking weirdo.
I'm aroused. I need to tell the world.
That's
the
what like
90% of the internet is.
Yeah, that's true.
Now, this is going to sound like the dumbest thing you ever heard. And I'm not trying to bust Stallone's chops or anything, because he was fantastic in this movie.
That was actually my favorite Twitter update, was when they actually removed the part where this, where before everything you tweet says, this is the dumbest thing you ever heard. So now it's just tweets.
He's fantastic in this movie, but... what the fuck? But sometimes I wonder what would have happened if John Stamos had gotten the starring role.
Is this like Cobra slash fiction now?
Yeah.
What's on while I'm writing this? Full House.
Man, imagine that guy with Brigitte Nielsen. Oh, yeah.
Oh, man. Imagine if John Stamos joined the Beach Boys. Oh, fuck, wait!
You'd like that, wouldn't you, pig? Back to Kokomo!
A Beautiful Mind. What a great movie. What if John Stamos was in that?
I mean, admittedly, I think that about most movies, but I'm not fucking writing it on the internet. The most obvious answer would probably be that it never would have been as good.
Really? Wait, give up on your hypothesis, dude. Like, why even bother writing that?
Exactly. He shoots himself down immediately. I want you to explore all the ways that this movie would be affected by John Stamos being cast. One, obviously, Beach Boys soundtrack. But anyway, my God. I still think this movie is one of Stallone's best. And to tell you the truth... What the fuck? If someone asked me if I like this one or Rocky IV better, I wouldn't be able to decide because they're both great.
We are We Hate Movies from New York City, Baltimore. Thank you guys for coming out. And we will see you next time. Bye-bye.
Long live the Night Slashers.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.